First, I want to just thank you folks for letting me have a chance to express my appreciation to the Everett Community College. And I wouldn't be here today if it weren't for the fact of Everett Community College. My mother raised my brother and I, and she was a single mother, and we lived up at 14th in Wetmore, very close to the hospital. And she didn't, when we got through high school, we didn't have a place to go except to go to school someplace. She didn't have any money to pay for that either in those days. But it was very inexpensive, and I was able to come to the community college just like my older brother was. And I did play basketball, lettered in basketball and golf when I was here, and graduated with an AA degree, and had a lot of interesting teachers, a lot of nice people that came across over the years, and I appreciated that opportunity at Everett Community College. Now, it wasn't Everett Community College when I was here, though. It was Everett JC, and that was down the corner on 25th and Wetmore and Oaks in that area. It was actually elementary school before the junior college took the program over as a college back in the early 40s. So when I started school, I thought I wanted to be a dentist. And after I took Harry Zimmermacher's class, who was a long-term teacher here, a science teacher, I realized quickly that I wasn't dentist material, that I had more of an aptitude to wanting to help people and things, but my science left me quite soon. So then I decided, well, I'm going to be a school teacher. And my mother originally was a school teacher, but at this time, in order to support us, she was a caseworker for the Snohomish County Welfare Department. And later on, she became a very successful teacher again. But anyway, that was her employment. And there wasn't much involved in terms of her earning a good living at that time. But she was insistent that our two boys have a chance to go to school, and we both prospered from that. After I graduated from this wonderful school, I went up to Western Washington University of Bellingham and got through within another 2 years, and then I became an elementary school teacher right at Whittier School, which is adjacent to this wonderful campus here. And I taught sixth grade there 5 years, meantime earning a master's degree and getting my principal's credentials. And I taught up at Western for a year student teachers how to be a good teacher. And then I returned and became a school principal in Everett. I principaled six schools, and I really enjoyed every minute of it. I think during that period of time, I learned that good government is very important. And so when I retired from school teaching in 1982, I became a city councilman. That's an elected position for 8 years. And then after that, I saw that there was an opening for a port commissioner, and I ran for that. And I became a port commissioner for 6 years. So it was a chance to open my eyes about what goes on in your community and how much you can appreciate it, love it. It takes good education to understand the particulars, I think. Now, in your little message that you sent us, that was quite significant, you asked to talk about maybe some of the teachers. I kind of got that as a... And I mentioned to you about Harry Zimmermacher, but the one that affected me the most was Walt Price. Now, he was a football coach, and his sons are now coaches. And he was something special. In those days, we didn't have vans to take young people to athletic events. We had our own cars. That's all we had. And so we were going to play Bremerton in a basketball game. And Walt Price was the football coach, but Chase Anderson, who was also supposed to be the basketball coach, he was also the wrestling coach, and he had a wrestling match. And he didn't know anything about basketball to speak of, but he was just at that time frame was kind of in charge of us. So the game was in Bremerton. And Walt Price taught me something about English that no other teacher really ever did in that way he did it. And I think that helped me later on. And that was, we had five people in this little 41 Chev that I drove that belonged to my mother. And I was driving to Seattle to get the ferry. And when I got down by Ivers in Seattle, I didn't know really how far it was before the ferry slip was. So I said to Walt Price, who was sitting in the back, he was the coach, and we took two cars, that's all we took that time. I said, as we got close to that area, I said, hey, where do I turn? And I'd only been to Seattle driving maybe once or twice myself earlier and never been down by the bay. I said, hey, again, I said, hey, where do I turn? And all of a sudden, the car was quiet. There wasn't a sound in the car. And all of a sudden, after a few moments passed, I got nervous again, and I repeated the hey. And then I heard from the back seat this big, strong voice that said, Straw, you turn in about a block and a half at that red light to the right. Now, when he said straw and I talked about hey, I got the point. If you're a young fellow, you better treat your adults appropriately and you have good English skills. And that was why I think I did better in a lot of things I would have before. One of the people that I enjoyed here was not a teacher, but it was John Garner. Now, John Garner was a county councilman at the time I was a city councilman, and we used to go down together to Seattle to the Puget Sound Regional Council, and I did that for about 9 years. And anyway, he told me one day, he said, Ed, did you know that we were selected as one of the, you and I both were selected as one of the top 20 graduate students from Everett Community College. Of course, it was Everett Junior College when we were there. But anyway, I hadn't really appreciated that so much until later on, because I really wasn't that outstanding. I was just a very average person getting an opportunity of a lifetime to go to college. The other really plus, and then I'll end this little saga here, I guess, is the reason I'm really lucky is that my wife of 40 years, Betty Morrow, taught here for 23 years. And that was the greatest gift I've ever had. And she loved every moment. And, of course, I love every moment with her. So the college also helped me in other ways than you just think about learning. It helped with social issues and issues of that nature. This key that I hold, in the old junior college on Rockefeller and Oaks, between those two blocks, it was only a block square, there's a soccer field there now. Anyway, they had, from the Second World War, they had, they weren't quite Quonset huts, but they were just basic buildings, like housing, that where we took our classes. And there was one little cement brick building there that called, called Lincoln School before that period of time. And that's where the staff, the main staff was. And the college was small compared to what it is today, obviously. Well, anyway, in the gym, after the place was closed, this is in 1968, in the gym they had some mechanical tools where kids at one time did a sawing and cutting of things in a workshop. And so I had gone to a art class. I'd never been really involved with art, but I went to an art class taught by a fellow by the name of Duane Pasco at Ferdale Art Village down in Edmonds. And he was teaching Indian art and carving. And so I took a year of classes from him. And in 1968, I wanted to carve a big key. And but I had to cut it out somehow, other than with a knife, obviously. So I asked Bill Dunn, who worked for both the school district and did a number of things for the college, if he knew of a place. And he knew of this, where there's the bandsaw. And so I labored in that old gym building where they had all these tools for some time because I kept breaking saw blades. I think I broke four on this one object. And it's taught me a number of things about being patient. I wasn't patient enough with that saw. So anyway, I've always said this is a key to my heart about how much I love Everett and the community college and the Everett School District, because that's really where I was able to do what I am doing right now today.